I believe in the Holy Spirit. The Creed. After having professed our faith in God the Father and God the Son, we also profess that the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Blessed Trinity, is also God. However, the Holy Spirit is for many believers the great unknown, even though, as St. Paul says, Christians are temples of the Holy Spirit. From the moment of baptism, the Holy Spirit is in our souls, sanctifying them and enriching them with his gifts. If we don't expel him by committing a mortal sin, the Holy Spirit inspires and guides us, leading us to heaven. The Holy Spirit is the Paraclete comforting us, the sweet guest of the soul. The Holy Spirit is Jesus Christ's great gift after he ascended into heaven, just as he had promised during the Last Supper. It is for your own good that I am going, because unless I go, the Paraclete will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And in fact, on the day of Pentecost, they received the Holy Spirit. Let us pray to the Holy Spirit so that he may help us to understand his mysterious work in the Church and in our souls. The Holy Spirit is the third person of the Blessed Trinity. The mystery of the Holy Trinity is a fundamental truth of our faith. As a mystery, we shall never be able to comprehend it. This mystery teaches us that in God there are three persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The three persons are God, but there is only one God. The Holy Spirit is the third person whose divinity we profess in the Creed when we pray, I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, and with the Father and the Son he is worshipped and glorified. Therefore, we have to believe in the Holy Spirit. God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit accomplishes the work of salvation. We know that Jesus Christ, the second person of the Blessed Trinity, became man and died for us. Through his passion, death, and resurrection, we have been saved. But the three divine persons take part in our salvation: God the Father sending his Son, the Son dying for us, the Holy Spirit coming on the day of Pentecost to be the soul of the Church and to inhabit in each one of us. The Holy Spirit sanctifies us. Since there is only one God, everything that God does is done by the three divine persons. However, we attribute some actions to the Father, some to the Son, some to the Holy Spirit. So we sometimes say that God the Father is the creator of the world, because creation is accomplished by God's omnipotence, and God's omnipotence is attributed to the Father, though the world was also created by the Son and by the Holy Spirit. Redemption was accomplished by the incarnate Son of God. The sanctification of men is attributed to the Holy Spirit, who proceeds from the love of the Father and the Son, though this task is done by the whole Trinity. The Holy Spirit and the Church. Just as Christ had promised, on the day of Pentecost, 10 days after his ascension, and 50 days after his resurrection, the Holy Spirit descended upon the apostles and disciples, who were together with the Blessed Virgin. With the coming of the Holy Spirit, the Church opened up to all nations. The Holy Spirit builds, vivifies, and sanctifies his Church. The Holy Spirit sanctifies mainly through the sacraments. The sanctification performed in us by the Holy Spirit consists in uniting ourselves more and more with God. But in order that the Holy Spirit may accomplish it, we have to let him do his job in our soul. How can we do it? By being always in the state of God's grace, we are, as St. Paul says, temples of the Holy Spirit, who is within us and keeps on sanctifying us. That is the reason for receiving the sacraments, especially of penance and the Eucharist. With the sacrament of reconciliation, we recover the sanctifying grace if we have lost it, and we are fortified. The Eucharist nourishes the soul and confers supernatural grace, grace, virtues, and gifts of the Holy Spirit. We have to listen to what the Holy Spirit tells us. The Holy Spirit teaches through the pastors of the Church and interiorly inspires what God wants and expects from us. To get acquainted with the Holy Spirit. We know that the Holy Spirit is the sweet guest of the soul, who is within us when we are in God's grace. The same way as we talk to the Father and to the Son, we have to get used to talking to the Holy Spirit, who sanctifies us. In a special way, we have to ask the Holy Spirit for his 7 gifts, which are necessary to live as true Christians. The gift of wisdom is necessary to relish God's deeds. The gift of understanding helps us to understand better the truths of our faith. The gift of counsel helps us to know what God wants from us and from other people. The gift of fortitude gives us strength and courage to do the things that God wants us to do. The gift of knowledge teaches us which things help us to walk towards God. The gift of piety, with which we love God and our neighbour more and better. The gift of fear of the Lord helps us not to offend God when our love for him weakens. Some prayers addressed to the Holy Spirit. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Come, O Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of the faithful, and enkindle in them the fire of your divine love. Send forth your Spirit, and they shall be created. Resolutions for a Christian Life. Consider that, when we are in God's grace, the Holy Spirit lives within us as in a temple. Make the resolution to be always in God's grace. Repeat some of the prayers addressed to the Holy Spirit, especially around the Feast of Pentecost.